Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel is your go-to spot for all things tractor and heavy equipment. From sales to service and even locating that hard-to-find part, we can handle it all. We even have rentals. For all your tractor and heavy equipment needs, visit Southern Equipment in Laurel or call 601-651-4555.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. New week of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and we're glad you're with us. Bob Getty, Kelly Sander, Dima Mixon. We're in the Southern Bank Course Studio here in beautiful Oak Grove, Mississippi, on a bright, sunny afternoon. Weather coming our way via a hurricane, but today things are good, and we're going to talk Southern Miss football. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Great supporters of our program. Great supporters of Southern Miss Athletics. Great place to cater tailgates. Great place to cater an event for your home or your church or your family. And just a good place to eat.
Even if you have to tailgate in your front yard.
Yeah, correct. Lee Roberts is going to be joining us. A little editorial comment there by Kelly Sander.
Yes, yes.
You can also use it for tomorrow night if you want to cater for debate night in America.
Well, you could. Yeah. Kelly's very upset he had to walk 100 yards to the tailgate site. Gotcha. And he couldn't find
it. Yeah, Coach Hall's here. We don't want to bore him with the tailgating stuff, but I'm a little steamed about it, and we'll talk about it later. Yeah,
Coach Will Hall's going to join us, and I'm sure he really cares about what Kelly thinks about the tailgating. Before we welcome you to talk about your team's first win, is there any comment you would like to make to soothe Kelly's feelings, Coach?
Obviously, y'all know I'm in a bunker this time of year, so I don't even know. So what's wrong, Kelly?
Well, no. All right, so our tailgating group, we call them Black Ops, right? And so,
okay.
Keep this clean.
No, of course it'll be clean. And we normally tailgate behind Southern Hall. Well, we have, and it's not just us. It was all over social media Saturday morning, which I'm normally not privy to, but even my phone was lighting up. People, they're going tailgating, and they go, we went on campus, and there were signs all over the place that said, no tailgating allowed. No tailgating allowed. And people are going, what do you mean? We've been here for years. And they said, by way of campus police, for safety reasons, no tailgating allowed. Well, a lot of people got ticked off, and they said, well, would you at least let us pull our car up here? You know, and nope. Couldn't do it. So a lot of people packed up their stuff and went home, and that's not right.
Can we talk about football now?
I'm still steamed about it.
Okay.
Who?
Okay.
Huh? Who?
And to add insult to injury, Coach,
who cares?
The Bengals got manhandled by the New England Patriots. But let's regress. Coach, you get your first win of the year. I thought a nice crowd. Kudos to the students, man.
Yeah.
The students really turned out to support your guys, Coach. Your overall thoughts about the first win of the season?
Yeah, I really appreciate the students, and that's something that we've been working really hard on. I know, especially since President Paul, became our president and everything. And we had a great Screaming Eagle event on Friday night that he was at and I was at and Jeremy McClain were all at. And really appreciate our students coming out and staying. We played really good on defense. We played really fast and physical. We were particularly great in the red zone. Which is kind of something we want to be. That's kind of who we are. You know, we're going to give you some things from time to time because we're taking away other things. But our motto, y'all have heard me say, is if they snap it again, we will win. We get you down in the red zone and try to keep you out of the end zone. We were able to do that. I was really pleased with our performance on that. Of course, Dylan Lawrence with the big pick six. I thought that was a excellent call by Coach Big Nail, but also our kids understanding situational football, which is something we've really worked hard on, creating code words to give them alerts for situational football. And that was a long yardage situation. Coach Big Nail tagged the code word for that for our kids, which allowed them to back up and play top down, which allowed Dylan to attack that pass top down and pick it and take it all the way to the house. So that was really great to see that growth right there. Our kickoff coverage unit was incredible. It was awesome. Their kickoff returner had got two, I think, 40 or more kickoff returns versus Tulane. And we were able to really get after them on kickoff cover, which is a big-time point of emphasis this offseason. Our punt coverage unit was phenomenal. Bryce Lofton had a phenomenal game. We missed two field goals, which is disappointing, especially at the time that we missed them, because it would have allowed us to kind of stretch that lead out to three scores and made you feel a lot more comfortable right there. It would have also allowed us to kick off again, which the way we were covering kicks, you know, you probably are going to pin them deep. When you miss those field goals, you take points off the board for yourself, but you also give them pretty good field position right there. Offensively, we made some explosive plays. We threw and caught the ball early in the game pretty well. Disappointed in the two turnovers. The first play of the game, Ty Mims cannot do that. He's a proven, experienced player. He cannot put that ball on the turf on the first play of the game. And then Ethan letting him just take that ball from him one time is just inexcusable. That really slowed us down and caused us to be kind of sporadic and herky-jerky, I guess you would say. We had moments where we executed at a high level. Big touchdown pass to Kyron Heath in the end zone. Obviously, the explosive pass from Ethan Crawford to Justin Reed. And then Tate had an explosive pass to Larry Simmons. But there were times where we had 10 guys doing their job and one guy not offensively, which is something we've got to correct. You see the talent flash from Larry Simmons to Kyron Heath to Justin Reed to Kenyon Clay's long run, but we've got to consistently do it over and over again, especially versus a great opponent that we're going to play this week, and that's something we're working on. We took strides this week. We executed better than we did the week before, but we've got to take another step, and it's got to happen fast. So with that, man, I'll shut up and let y'all ask me some questions.
Coach, obviously, you know, with that receiving core, I know we talked about it after the game, but you've kind of seen an answer there. I know, you know, coming into the season, a lot of questions were surrounding that wide receiver core, and, you know, Larry Simmons has looked really good, but a player you mentioned, Kyron Heath, at the tight end position, I mean, he has become a force for y'all over just two games, and what he can do over a year is pretty much off the charts.
Yeah, you know, I think, Dima, you know, for our fans, you know, recruiting usually wins out, you know, and that's one reason why I was so – had a quiet confidence about me in the offseason every time I was asked about receiver and tight end. I mean, I knew we had to prove it, but at the same time, you know, when you recruit guys that are highly recruited and everybody wants them, they're good players, you know, and so we knew that receiver room and that tight end room was stacked with a lot of talent and ability, and they just needed the opportunity, and I'm really pleased with both of them. You know, Ty, and especially, you know, Ty didn't have his best game. You know, he had a drop, and you know, he had the fumble, and he takes that to heart. You know, he was man down about that and the way he played. He'll bounce back this week and be the Ty Mims that we know.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned your running backs. Not a lot of rushing against Southeastern Louisiana outside of that one run from Kenyon Clay. How do you look to change that this week against, obviously, like you said, one of the biggest games of the year and probably in your tenure here at Southern Miss?
Yeah, so as good as our tight ends played in the passing game, they really hurt us in the run game. We can block way better than what we showed at tight end. Really cost us on several different opportunities where, I can think of two plays right now where our tight end didn't get it done, or we're fixing to have a really explosive run. Our running backs on our outside zone schemes really had a bad night reading the holes and making that happen. I think a lot of that is due to the fact that we just, you know, it's really our first opportunity to do a lot of that in a game. You know, in a lot of ways, this was almost, when we only played a half of football, you know, the week before. And so we're still knocking some of that rust off maybe, but that's inexcusable. We got to get it going. But we missed a lot of cuts on outside zone at running back. Our gap schemes we were pretty dang good at. We blocked them up really well. Our backs hit it really well. We've got to hit our zone schemes you know, this week, like we hit our gap schemes and put it all together. And I think we can do that.
So you talked about the tight ends, Coach Hall, but what about the offensive line as a whole?
Played pretty good outside of one spot. We didn't get a lot of good play out of our right tackle position, which is disappointing. But overall, you know, like I said, our outside zone schemes were blocked up well. We missed the cuts there at back, and then a few of our plays, our tight ends cost us. You know, we got sacked one time. We got beat at right tackle. But outside of that, you know, we had a lot of time. We took some deep shots down the field. We were able to hold it for an extended period of time. And, you know, I think we got to shore up that one spot right there, which we will. We've got good competition right there. Those guys will play better. And what they show, they have played better. And, you know, we just got to keep improving and keep executing better as a whole.
We're talking to head football coach Will Hall on the Monday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Still to come, Lee Roberts. More with Coach Hall, though, on the other side of a very short break. Stay with us. Eagle Hour continues to roll along.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, let's get right back at it with Coach Will Hall. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmark. Campus Bookmark on Hardy Street. They were rolling Saturday. Great place for you to go this Saturday or between now and this Saturday to get your latest Southern Miss swag. Big, big game this weekend, and hope to have a lot of folks out there Saturday night cheering on the Golden Eagles. All right, Coach, I'm going to ask you this question. 121 yards net rushing, but a lot of that came on one big, pretty run late in the game. Rushing right now seems to be a challenge. Can you put your finger on what seems to be the primary issue, Coach?
Yeah, so number one, we'll start with the good and we'll end with the bad. Number one, our gap schemes were really good. That's what, you know, the long run was a gap scheme. Then the run down in the red zone that popped for about a 10-yard gain was a gap scheme. We felt pretty good about, you know, running those going in the game. We've had a lot of reps of that from our past. Then our tight ends cost us some. Like I said, we had two really good runs where our tight ends just whiffed, and that cost us on two plays. And then the rest of it was pretty much our outside zone scheme, which is something that we're doing this year that we haven't been doing our past, so our guys don't have as many live reps on it. We still should have executed it better. Sometimes our O-line could have blocked it better. Most of the time our backs weren't hitting it correctly. And, you know, it's something we've been really good at through fall camp when y'all been at practice. We didn't get to get as much work on it in the game one as we would have liked because of, you know, we only played a half. And, you know, we just didn't execute it well. We put a lot of time into it. I expect us to execute it better starting this week and moving forward, and I know we will.
Coach, how do you plan on getting Chandler Pittman involved a little bit more on the offense?
Well, number one, he's got to do his part. We threw him a screen, and he didn't catch it. Mm-hmm. And then number two, you know, we've just got to execute all around better. You know, he's playing two positions now, which is awesome by him and Coach Lindsey. He's playing W and Z and doing both spots, but we're able to play more. He played a lot more, you know, in this game than he did in the half of football we played in week one. And he's a good football player. We got a lot of good players, like y'all said. Davis Dalton caught his first touchdown pass of his career. He's a guy that continues to play well. And, you know, Ty's been a good player for us in his past. He's got to step his game back up. Chandler can do that. Larry Simmons is playing at an extremely high level right now. So, you know, we feel like we've got four really good players with Davis Dalton, Larry Simmons, Ty Mims, and Chandler Pittman. And then J.J. Butler's coming on. You know, we didn't throw it to him tonight, but he ran a post, man, and he was scorching everybody. Looked good. And then Dannis Jackson will be back here soon. So we've got some good depth at receiver where we can spread the ball around a little bit. And y'all know how much I love Chandler Pittman. And we just thought he's got to execute. We got to execute. And when you do that, everybody gets the ball more.
So you've got the South Florida Bulls coming in here who gave the Crimson Tide all they wanted for about three or so quarters this past Saturday.
Well into the fourth quarter.
Yeah. So tell us what's especially problematic about South Florida.
Yeah, really good football team that's playing at a high level. You know, when you go all the way back to last season, you know, they blew out Syracuse in their bowl game. Before that, I think they played Rice last game of the year and blew them out. Then they won their game one this year versus Bethune-Cookman in a blowout. And then they play Bama all the way to the fourth quarter, which is obviously a one of the better opponents in the country. So I think three of their last four games they've scored 48, 45, and 48 points. Not counting the Bama game. So, explosive football team with a great quarterback that's a proven winner. You know, they had the number one recruiting class in all the group of five, so they've added a lot of talent to their roster. They play extremely fast with a lot of tempo. They fly around on defense. And they're one of those teams that people, I guess, in the preseason prognostications as a potential playoff team, you know, for the group of five. So, one of the better rosters that we've played since we've been here, and we'll be a tremendous opponent. And like I said, man, it's going to be a huge game at the Rock. Really need our fans to show up and help us get it.
So at the beginning of the year, you said you thought that you had everything in place, you know, to win here at Southern Miss. Has the view of the overall team changed in any way for the negative or positive, Coach? Are there things that you're doing better than you thought you might have done, or are there some things that you're not doing as well as you thought they would?
No, I think like I said then, I think we got a chance to be really, really competitive this football season and win. I think we got a chance to go down the stretch in position to compete for the Sun Belt Championship. That hasn't changed at all, Kelly. I would have hoped we would have executed a little better offensively than what we've had, getting 11 guys all to do their job. We've just kind of been shooting ourselves in the foot. But we do have a lot of new faces on offense, where defensively, you know, we've got a lot of older guys that have been here. Getting everybody on the same page, part of that has to do probably we missed about 35 game reps since we only got to play a half and didn't get to play a full game in game one. You know, so in a lot of ways – you know, that hurt us not getting to play a full game, but that's over and done with now. It's game three, man. We've got to have a great week of practice. We've got to come out and execute. But you can see the talent. You know, you can see the talent that we've recruited. We're good kids. We're playing extremely hard. We've just got to execute just a little bit better and get 11 guys all on the same page, especially this week versus, you know, probably the best roster we'll play, you know, throughout the rest of this season. One of the best we'll play anytime.
Coach, we've beat the quarterback dead horse into the ground, but I got to ask you again, you know, your second game in with Rodemaker, he goes 18 of 33, 179 yards, two touchdowns, 49-yard longest pass, sacked once. But overall, your view of him, how well does he seem to be fitting in, and how much do you think he progressed from week one to week two?
Was excited about the first touchdown pass of the game. We were in a long yardage situation in the red zone. He finds Kyron Heath with just a beautiful ball in the back of the end zone. He threw it over a defender's hand, but still dropped it in without taking Kyron out of bounds. Just a really talented throw. He made an off schedule play where he scrambled one time and hit Larry Simmons, I think, for a 40-yard or more catch. He was pretty consistent early on with his reads and everything. We had about a three-play sequence in the third quarter where his eyes weren't correct, and I was disappointed in that because I thought we had a chance to really extend the lead out and get it going. We missed a deep ball to Larry where we threw it out of bounds. Then on third down, we threw it too early to Ty Mims, if y'all remember that, before Ty broke his route, and we were just a little out of sync right there. And those are plays that I think if Tate was talking to you right now, he would tell you he's got to make, and he can improve on that. And so, you know, he is part of that, what I was saying, where we've got 10 guys on the page and one not. You know, in defense, sometimes you can be that way. You can have one guy not on the right page, and the other 10 can take off running and make a play and get the ball carried down. But on offense, if you got one guy not doing his job exactly right, it all looks bad. And so we've got to function better offensively as a whole. And we can, and that's a point of emphasis, and we've got to. You know, it's time to, and we've got to. So.
All right, Coach. Minute left in the segment. Your message to Southern Miss fans as you get ready for what I think may be one of the biggest games we've seen at the Rock in the past two or three years.
Yeah, I would say even more than that, Bob. Yep. You know, I mean, I think this is a big one at the Rock. You know, it's certainly the biggest opponent, you know, at the Rock we've played, you know, since I've been here. And I'm excited about it. Our kids are excited about it. I hope our fans are excited about it. This is a huge opportunity for us, you know, to really put our program and our university back to the forefront. This is a team that's really respected, really highly thought of. You know, they all the prognostications have them, like I said, as a potential playoff team. They played Bama close last week. They've got Miami next week. So this would be a huge, huge feather in our cap if we can pull this off. We need our fans here. We need the Rock loud and rocking. And it should be a really fun Saturday.
All right, Coach. As always, we appreciate your time each and every Monday. We're looking forward to what we think is going to be big-time college football in the Berg Saturday night, and I look forward to talking to you about it next week.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate y'all. To the top.
All right. Southern Miss head football coach Will Hall. All right, Demi, any passing thoughts from what you just heard before we go to the break?
No, I mean, I think he echoed pretty much everything he said in the post-game press conference. You can go watch that, where, you know, some of the things they need to clean up. Obviously, it wasn't the cleanest game on Saturday at all. I don't think anybody can look at it and say it was. I don't think Will would look at it and say it was. And there's a lot of things they need to do better if they want any chance to beat South Florida on Saturday. I know the line opened at 7, but it's gone all the way up to 11.5. So the odds makers are not in Southern Miss's favor, which I'm sure we'll hear about later, too, with Kelly Sanders.
All right, the Bulls coming to town. This is big-time football team coming in here. If you watched them play Alabama Saturday, you went, oh.
Yeah, you said it, and then you did it.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank football coach Will Hall for joining us. First two segments of the show, Campus Book Bar sponsored that second segment. This segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, where you can always get a good meal, always catch a big game, always have a lot of camaraderie down there, and always have a good time right there in the shadow of the Rock. Lee Roberts joins us every Monday. Before we get to that, I do want to say kudos to the people that cooked the food, Dima, in the press box. I've never had shrimp. Is it?
Etouffee.
Very good. It was very good.
Yeah. No, I thought it was phenomenal. Yeah. They actually had crawfish etouffee about 2 years ago up there, and that was it.
Yeah, I sure am glad that you guys get to go to the press box and enjoy all the fine fixings while
we enjoy it.
We got kicked out of our tailgate area. Couldn't even.
Oh, that's like a poor guy at the tailgate. Hey, Lee Roberts, is there any sympathy you could throw his way? He poor mouthed even Coach Hall about his. He had to walk a long way to his tailgate spot Saturday. It was very sadly.
I'm sure it's Friday, right?
What's that? I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit.
So I'm sure Kelly had a good lunch at Fuzzy's Friday, right?
Oh yeah, two. And
and was back there. Was back there Saturday morning for Bloody Mary's.
Yes.
And,
Well,
I don't. Getting ready I don't feel so bad.
I don't think you need to worry about Kelly not getting enough to eat. All right, Lee. A win is a win is a win. I think it's fair to say that southeastern Louisiana is not South Florida or Kentucky. But right. Overall, I thought defensively the team looked pretty good. Offensively at times, but a little inconsistent, maybe a lot inconsistent. Your thoughts?
No, I agree. I mean, I'll take the win. I'll take the win anytime we can get it. Yeah, there's things I want to see us do better. I thought we did some things great. Some play by certain players I thought was really good. Running game was better. Obviously, Kenyon Clay's 70-yard touchdown run at the end was phenomenal. It's just one of those good plays at the end when things are kind of getting out of hand. But, you know, I tell you, if we could have had a 35-10 game before Dylan Lawrence's pick six and Kenyon Clay's touchdown run, I mean, I think a lot more people would be sitting here thinking, okay, things are really going in our direction. But no, those two big plays helped us to get to that 35 points on Saturday. But
right.
Again, not to take away anything from anybody on the field. Yeah, we did some things well offensively. We didn't get started as fast as I think we wanted to. Rodemaker again, I thought he threw the ball well. I think Kyron Heath again makes some huge plays. The other tight end blanking on his name. Goodness gracious, Justin Reed. Big catch as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Davis Dalton, you know, making a catch down the end zone. So I thought passing-wise, I felt like we did some things. I really do want to see us do better in that running game. But, yeah, left a 70-yard touchdown there at the end. So, hey, yeah. we finished on a positive note rushing for sure.
You got to run the ball better in order to give Tate Rodemaker more ability to open up the passing game a little more. Is that not correct? I mean, right now the running game has to improve.
No, it does. And I mean, I think it will. Obviously, it's three new backs. I mean, we don't have Frank Gore. We don't have that guy in the backfield that has all those carries. I got confidence in Drake. I've got confidence in Kenyon Clay. I got confidence in JQ Gray. They're all different backs. I know the offensive line, there's some new faces up there as well. And, you know, if week three we don't start to see a better running game, then, yeah, I'll start to kind of think, hey, we've got to figure something out. But, you know, we are still figuring it out, I think. Yeah, the running game, however, once it does get intact like we need it to, it'll open up the pass and vice versa. And, you know, we'll have the offense that Coach Hall has dreamed about having for the last 4 years. And it's there. We've got the playmakers. We've got to execute. Guys just have to do their job and not take one play off. I mean, it's an 11-man game, and they all have to work together.
I'm not sure if it was what the specific number was, Lee, but almost 0 yards rushing in the first half. And it might have even been negative yards.
Yes.
Negative four, maybe?
I think it was six.
Negative six.
Six.
Oh, six positive. Six positive yards in the first half against southeastern Louisiana. Not to take anything away against the Lions. But that's concerning that you can come up and the total rushing yards, like I said, was padded by a couple of big plays. I just was left kind of scratching my head going, you know, what something's got to give there. I don't know if it's the backs, the line, you know, what's going on there. But I just don't think you're going to beat many teams, you know, generating that type of offensive output.
No, I agree. I mean, and I know they know that. They see that. I haven't talked to Coach Hall since Saturday, so I don't know really what his thoughts were there. But I know after looking at, you know, not to take us back to Kentucky, but again, there were times where we had, you know, a hole the size of a truck and we decided to throw the ball. You know, so there are things that go in to the running game that's just not just the offensive line. It's not just the running back. I mean, the quarterback has to hand it off when it's the right read. The running back has to hit the right hole. The O-line's got to open up the hole. So there's three things that have to happen in this offense for the running game to be successful. And if the running game, if the line opens up the hole but we don't hit it, it doesn't look good. If there's no hole, it's not going to look good. I mean, I hate to kind of say that, but it's just the bottom line. And again, I don't think that we're just going to continue to get beat up front. I think these guys are the right guys. We right backs. It's just a matter of trying to gel this team together. And you know, I really think that the longer we go, the more we go, we're going to get much better. Out with a win, I hope we can come out and play well Saturday too, because it's going to be a different game for sure.
But wouldn't you say that's kind of the concern that many people have about this administration, is that, you know, over the past 4 years or whatever, you know, there's been times where they could have won games that didn't execute. They could have done this, they didn't execute. They could have done this, they couldn't execute. It seems like that's just been a recurring theme so many times. But against a team like that, I mean, outside of a 70-yard touchdown run, a muffed punt, and, you know, a pick six, I mean, that's a game.
Yeah, I agree. I knew going in we had to make plays and we had to execute and not give up big plays. You know, we made some, we didn't make them all. We didn't give up the big plays, which was good. You know, no second half points, so kudos to the defense. But yeah, I mean, again, we can talk all day about execution, and you know, it's those 18 to 22 year old kids that have to make the plays on Saturday. I mean, we put them in situations. Again, everybody's got to do their job to be successful. And yeah, it sounds like a broken record, I know, but you're not going to win. And you know, whether it's just the kids have to change their mindset or something has to click on Saturdays, I'm not real sure what it is, but execution is what they are going to have to keep doing.
All right, you played in a lot of big games and won almost all of them. What do the Golden Eagles have to do to take on a South Florida team that I think raised some eyebrows in the way that they took the Crimson Tide to the last 4 minutes of that football game?
Well, that's the kind of teams we want to play. We want to play those teams that are, you know, emerging to the top. We want to play those teams that are going to come in and, you know, bring a showing. We want our fans to show up to see a good game. We want to see a good Golden Eagle team. We want to see a good South Florida team. And we know South Florida, I mean, they're a team that they've got a lot of money. They recruit, got a great recruiting area. It's one of those teams that has kind of exploded in a positive way. And you're right, they played the Crimson Tide Saturday for a while, kept it close before Alabama kind of stretched it a little bit at the end. But it's a team that they're not going to overlook us from Miami, but they do know who they have in week four. But they would love to come into Hattiesburg on Saturday and knock us off to take some momentum. They don't want to have a two-game road skid when they go to Miami. So this is a big one for them for multiple reasons.
Yeah, and in a way to beat a team like that, though, and I hate to beat this dead horse, but to run the football, take time off the clock, put pressure on them, give your quarterback the opportunity to do play action, that sort of thing. How big would that be, Lee, if they could muster up, you know, 150, 200 yards rushing Saturday night?
I mean, it would be huge, and I'd love to see it happen early, too. Again, the earlier you're able to establish the running game, a lot of great things will happen for your offense, and it'll keep your defense off the field, too. I mean, we've got a defense that's really good. They've kept us in games over the years, but, you know, there's also times where the offense has given it up on a three and out and has to put the defense back out there on the field on short rest. And the longer you can keep your defense at rest is good for your offense, it's good for your defense. And you'll win a lot of games if you can do that thing.
Ready to go. I think it's going to be a big, exciting night. A great atmosphere. Should be a lot of fun Saturday night, Lee.
No, I agree. I mean, the atmosphere on campus Saturday was really good. I think it'll be a lot better even Saturday with the win and just knowing who we have coming in. So
yep.
I'm really looking forward to this weekend for sure.
All right, my friend. Thank you as always. Look forward to having you back on the show next week.
Hey, appreciate you guys. See you soon.
All right, Lee Roberts, everybody. Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Many, many, many of you listen to our program that way. You can hear it anytime you like on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And hello to our friends at Mobe Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, the official beignet store of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Check them out on their Facebook page. Go down and have a great, great dessert. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, fourth segment of the show is sponsored every day by DBAT on Hardy Street. Great state-of-the-art baseball, softball training facility. With Luke Reynolds running the show, former Golden Eagle great. If you've got a child in your home that wants to be the best they can be with baseball or softball, we would suggest you give the guys at DBAT a visit. Want to thank Genesis of Hattiesburg. We'll be down there next week for the grand opening of the all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West. Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are really the finest luxury vehicles on the road today, as is their showroom. We look forward to our visit down there, I think a week from tomorrow.
And that's really nice of you, Bob, to allow me to wash your Genesis car. That's really nice.
Yeah, you scratched it up a little bit on the back. You're going to have to do a little bit better.
Hey, that wasn't me, and you don't have any proof.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Kelly's still mad that he had to walk 100 yards to his tailgate, Dima. He's just so upset about that.
Well, one thing I didn't understand about the tailgating was, on the front of campus, there was no tents. Was that part of it?
Yeah, that was part of it.
So if you're driving on 98, you don't even know if a game's going on.
Correct. No, and exactly.
That's a problem.
That was part of the beef that fans had, is that the curb appeal, there was none. If you drove
because
by Hardy Street.
Most of the tailgating was at Spirit Park that I saw.
And that's and law enforcement, I hear tell that they want everything, you know, for security reasons. It's easier to keep everybody safe and whatever if they're all in one area of Spirit Park. Look, whether you buy it or not, I'm just saying that's what we were told. So, but what if you don't want to tailgate in Spirit Park?
Well, it was
pretty
crowded.
Well, of course.
Because everybody was there.
That's about the only place.
It was honestly like overwhelmingly crowded.
That's about
because I was walking through there to get to the press box, and I was like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, where you got to eat your crawfish etouffee.
Shrimp etouffee.
It was shrimp etouffee. Big. Yeah. You know, it's not big, those shrimp.
Yeah.
They were good, weren't they, Bob?
They were delicious. I let you use my parking pass, and you're still whining today. What is wrong with you?
Well, because, like I said, we tailgate where we tailgate, and you know how I love change. So we don't want to have to move from where we've been.
I think you must like it every time I leave a little land on my desk. I notice you
not that kind of change.
It up, put it in your pocket.
Not that I don't think that was the change he was talking about.
That's not the change you were referencing, huh?
Dima, what are the other Southern Miss teams up to?
Great. Yeah, well, volleyball had one of their, I think it was the opening weekend of volleyball in Hattiesburg, right? So
up in Missoula, Montana.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. They went 0-3 up there in Missoula, lost to Utah Valley State, Boise State, and Montana. They're now 3-3 overall, and this weekend they will be in Macon, Georgia, and they'll be playing Presbyterian Mercer, who's the host, and Elon. They open conference play at ULM on Friday, September 27th. Women's golf is in Manhattan, Kansas for the Power Cat Invitational today and tomorrow. Men's golf, they finished 9th out of 18th in Louisiana. They have round two today and round three tomorrow. So Wednesday we should have more on men's golf and women's golf. And then cross country, they won the Azalea Classic in Mobile, which we talked about last week. Five runners in the top 10. Football, the line for Southern Miss South Florida opened at -7 for the Bulls and now is all the way up to 11.5.
And here's what Kelly thinks about the tailgating Saturday.
That's probably
what?
That's probably where we're going to have to tailgate next, is near a railroad track somewhere.
That's a preview of tomorrow night's debate right here.
Yes, that's exactly right. Did you use my media parking pass?
Yeah, a lot 11A.
There we go. Okay. All right. Now, and you're still complaining.
It wouldn't – look, I'm just basing on the feedback of the fans, is that it would have been nice if some – notice would have been given out ahead of time. Now, they said in the game day app on your phone, but you know, I still got it like flip phone.
Let people tailgate anywhere on the campus they want to come tailgate.
And that
come on.
That was
you ever been to a college game where they seclude tailgating into one spot?
And that's what people were complaining about. Yeah, they were saying, on one hand, you're begging us to come to the games.
I agree.
and put butts in the seats. And then we come to the game. All we want to do is tailgate under some shade trees.
Yep.
And you say we can't tailgate there.
You know, one thing I can't get over about this weekend, though, Demas, how big those shrimp were.
I think we even have some more on Saturday night that I'm going to enjoy.
That was the best food I have ever tasted in the program.
And how many that I
did you enjoy, Kelly?
How many I didn't get?
Hey, Kelly, just so you know, there was peach cobbler.
Yeah, they had peach cobbler too, Kelly. I thought the sausage stuff with the mac and cheese in it was good as well, and the salad was fresh. It's very good.
We had turkey dogs and potato chips. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Yeah, and you're sick now. That's probably a good reason.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys, all seriousness, things got to get better Saturday night. Demon, they really need to win this football game Saturday night.
Well, I don't know necessarily about this Saturday. I would say next Saturday is a must win. This Saturday, I don't think they're going to win. So I think we can just get that out of the way.
Well, but it isn't.
But that sounds terrible, but I don't think they're going to win.
No, so, but what is interesting, though.
Oh, my God. We're going to get canceled.
What happened on Saturday, they covered the spread, right? So if you bet on Southern Miss, you won that bet. They took the W, so they did all those things right, but yet there was just some sense of walking out of the stadium like something's just not right.
But the spread shouldn't have been 11 to begin with.
Correct.
Against an FCS opponent. I mean, come on. It should be 32.
Well, the food in the press box was excellent. Have I brought that up?
It'll be good on Saturday, too.
It'll be really – I think it's going to be probably better.
So how does one get some of this shrimp etouffee?
All right, that wraps it up for this Eagle Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
So I'm not going to get any?
No.
To the top. Into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.